Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, all, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to show number 3,211. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill. D-Ted Smith. Wobbin Fox. And Mike Hawk. The Men's Room. On tap today, the return of Ted versus the FCC. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, the Men's Room Shot of the Day, fumble listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
Clack.
Drinking the drug? All right, here we go. Russian man smokes some zombie spice, grabs a saw, and cuts his leg off above the knee. When Florida man rides a motorcycle shirtless with a baby between his legs, it's dangerous, as you would agree. George bar owner under arrest after throwing a Kama Sutra contest on Valentine's Day. Woman calls 911 to say she's been shot, but it was actually a mosquito that had its way. And an inmate tries to escape through a drop ceiling that dropped. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, a woman was attacked by a black bear. It ate most of her face. It would have eaten more, but the woman's two dogs, a Mastiff and an Irish Wolfhound, they managed to fight it off. The dogs saved the day. And if you're a dog listening to this program, don't get cocky, because in Tennessee, a dog needed rescuing. A 68-pound pooch, well, he got trapped at the bottom of a 12-foot pit at a meat processing plant, and I'm not sure why a dog was at the meat processing plant, but he was saved. But not impressed by that, actor Joaquin Phoenix, fresh on the heels of his Oscar speech, well, he actually saved a cow and her calf from a slaughterhouse because the cow had recently given birth. So Joaquin rescued the new cow mom and her calf. Meanwhile, a new human mom, she's unimpressed by any of this. She gave birth 3 days ago. 3 days ago, this woman gave birth. And she still took the time to pull a man out of a burning truck full of jet fuel. It's like a movie. Now, personally, I've never done anything particularly heroic, but I've done a good deed from time to time because every once in a while, you just need to do something positive, right? You got to be positive, people. So that's what we are doing today. Today, we're talking about you helped someone out. You kind of saved the day for someone. So we have a Men's Room positive question. What was the situation, and who lent a helping hand?
Be part of the Big Show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Oh, but Joe, here we go. Welcome to show number 3211. What a large charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat as once again, a Men's Room positive question. We are going to
positive.
It's going to be such a positive show today. It's going to be positive. Unbelievable.
You feel positive, Ted?
People do good things.
I feel positive.
Every once in a while. And I know the other day we brought you the story of the car that caught on fire and the 20 people who were there, and they were all filming it, and the people were inside, and no one did anything. But yet there were 2 people out of the group who decided, you know what? Maybe instead of film this, we'll try to pull those bodies out of that burning car.
Yeah.
And because of the 2 out of the 20 people who were not filming, they actually were able to get the victims out of the car.
Isn't that the Meatloaf song?
Two out of 20. That's a positive story. And here is another one. As we go to Indianapolis, Indiana.
Is that really a positive story?
This one?
Not that one. The one you just talked about.
Because, well, yeah, they pulled the...
It's positive that the guy got
arrested. We're saying people do positive things. Sure. People do good things.
Some people.
Yeah.
2 out of 20.
3 good Samaritans came to the rescue of a truck driver after a massive explosion on the east side of Indy. For one of those good Samaritans, they say, it's been quite a week. We see the plume of smoke, huge smoke. It looked like a warehouse was on fire. According to Holly McNally, McNally had just driven up on the scene with her mom when they came across a turned over semi, and they could not believe what they saw. I slowed down and I saw the actual semi on fire, and I looked to the front of the semi and I see a man on fire, and I'm scanning and people are videotaping and watching, but no one is going over there. So I told my mom, I'm stopping. I'm going over there. So what did Holly do? She got out of her car. She ran toward the truck where another man put the fire out on the driver. When they finally got the fire out on him, they realized there was another problem as they watched the fire continue to spread on the truck. We got him out and we start to walk away, and I see this huge stream of liquid and I could smell it. I said, Jeff, the truck driver, what were you hauling? And he said, jet fuel.
Of course it's jet fuel.
4,000 gallons of jet fuel are spilling out of an overturned semi, and McNally's shoes were now soaked with it. Fire was getting larger, and the 3 had to move fast. We're trying to carry him down, and it's getting closer and closer, and the second explosion then goes off. Smoke was hitting us, and I was just praying, like, God, please, let us get out of here so I can see my baby. That baby is her 3-day-old son, Connor. Not 3 months, not 3 weeks, 3 days old, and he has been in the NICU at St. Vincent since Monday.
Oh, damn.
Meaning the baby has not come home yet.
Sure.
And they had been there within moments before coming across the crash, so they were actually just at the hospital. I thought, what if that's my son? What if that's Connor when he is 30 years old? Would you just leave somebody there? Fortunately, she and that other man came to his rescue. The 59-year-old truck driver was badly burned. He was taken to a hospital. He is in critical condition. He's getting a little bit better, though, as the days go on. He wouldn't be alive if it wasn't for someone jumping
no
in.
No doubt.
Lending a helping hand there, yeah.
Of course it was jet fuel.
That's a positive story. We have ways to spin positive stories today as well. I'm going to give you one more spin, okay? Now, granted, this guy murdered 4 people.
It depends how you look at it.
So let's spin this positive.
So let's overlook that.
There's a lot of death involved in this.
Let's overlook that story, right? You know? Nicholas Sutton, who was a multiple murderer, who was sentenced to death for fatally stabbing also a fellow inmate,
He was executed on Thursday night by electric chair at a Tennessee prison. He was pronounced dead at 7:30. He was convicted in 1981 of killing three people and sentenced to life, where then he killed another prisoner. But according to his lawyer, Sutton, on three different times, saved the lives of corrections officers.
Does that balance out? So you say, all right, now on your record, you've killed one person because you killed four, then you saved three. So now you're at one.
Yeah. Sutton said, to summarize it, he said, look, I have found Jesus Christ. He can fix everything. But don't underestimate his ability. I made my life meaningful and fruitful through my relationship with family and friends and God. So even in death, I'm going to come out a winner on this. Sutton is credited with saving.
I just want to remind everyone, I did this after I killed four people.
Correct. Sutton is credited with saving the lives of multiple corrections officers, according to the clemency application. One of those officers, Tony Eden, says that Sutton saved his life during a prison riot in 1985. A group of five inmates armed with knives and other weapons surrounded the officer, attempted to take him hostage. Nick and another inmate confronted them, physically removed them from the situation by getting them out of there and taking on the prisoners as well. Cheryl Donaldson, former manager of a prison where Sutton was housed, said that she slipped and fell in 1994 while carrying her keys, radio, and gun. She said other inmates could have taken advantage of her. Nick, however, stepped in and did the opposite. He sprang into action, held me to my feet, retrieved my keys, my gun, my radio, alerted staff to come to my assistance. Sheriff's Deputy Howard Farrell, the third corrections officer. He was deceased, but testified in 79 that Sutton stopped another inmate from hitting him in the back of the head with a metal pole. They say it's very unusual for corrections officers to speak well of inmates. There's this old adage in corrections, if you can't say nothing bad about an inmate, you don't say nothing at all. So despite the fact that this guy...
I mean, the difference is they're corrections officers, but I mean, I think there's a lot of people like that, right?
What do you mean?
There's famous gangsters and drug dealers to go to jail, but a lot of people in their neighborhood would say, hey, they helped us out with this or that.
Sure, absolutely.
But you still have to go to the jail for the people did hurt.
Oh, trust me.
Isn't that convenient for those three officers? Had he not murdered three people going in there, he would not have been there to protect them from the other inmates that were going to kill them. See, it all comes out.
That's
in the
a positive story.
There's the positive story. If he had not been incarcerated, sure, for the murder of three people, well, then things would have been much different for those other three people.
Correct.
And yeah, there's that other inmate that he murdered while he was there. But
is the men's room positive question.
Positive.
What was the situation and who lent a helping hand? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Mitch. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola. Mitch, do you have a son by chance?
I do not.
Oh,
okay.
This is how you call him, a son of a Mitch. So.
Mitch, what was the situation?
Thank you for that sincere laugh.
Right.
Hey, funny man.
So my situation was, I was working in North Dakota for about 2 months when I was 17. Me and my dad were hauling heavy equipment. We were about 75 miles from Williston, leaving Newtown. No, you have no idea where that is.
I was going to point. You know nobody on earth.
The Californians.
Right. You said North Dakota.
Yeah. You still got that shop and go there?
Yep. So we were coming around this big bend and watched what looked like a big truck go over a cliff.
Oh, Jesus.
And so we obviously knew that wasn't good. And when we came all the way around the bend, there were two guys climbing up the embankment. And one was completely covered in blood. So keep in mind, I said the middle of nowhere in North Dakota. It was 75 miles to the nearest anything to help him. And there happened to be an EMT that drove by the other direction from the nearest hospital that saved his life.
Wow.
What do you think the odds of that are? I mean, like, it's North Dakota. And even the two cities you named, these are not bustling metropolises. Mm. So the odds of an EMT driving by at that time, to me, you should be dead.
Did you climb down the hillside and see what the truck was hauling, see if you can get any good goods before the cops got there?
We were gonna see what it actually looked like, but we just decided to get him in that car and get him out of there.
I gotta tell you,
okay.
That would be my curiosity. Honest to God. Like, after I know he's good, right? I want to see what's all over the side of the hillside.
I want to see what's on the
hillside. Don't you know once I know he's good? Don't you want to see what's all over the hillside?
I do. I do. I honestly do.
I mean, seriously, because that's always a story. It's not just like truck driver overturns truck. It's a truck driver overturns truck with 3,000 chickens in it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Or, they always tell you the cargo.
Yeah, exactly. Or Michelob Light. You know what I mean?
Let me ask you this, though. All right. So you look and you find what the truck is hauling.
Mm-hmm.
If it's beer, I know you're going to take some home. It's inevitable, right? The stuff like that. Say it is a bunch of chickens, and if a bunch of them are still alive, are you saving any of them? Are you just like, you're on your own, fellas?
I don't want chickens. No, I think if you want a chicken.
I'm not asking you to take the chicken home. Like, I'm asking if you're going to save the chicken.
Are they eating chickens or laying egg kind of chickens?
I don't know how to tell the difference. They're just chickens.
Well, if I can eat them, I'm taking some.
You're going to take a fresh chicken home, have a run around your living room.
You're going
room
to take a chicken to eat.
I'm going to take a chicken home, chop its head off in the alley,
right.
Pluck them.
In the alley.
You're going to do it all the old school way.
Old school.
Hell yeah. That's really manly. Yeah, that would be.
Downtown.
Yeah, because you're not wasting.
What's that, the middle of downtown? It's a section of
a
town.
A very densely populated neighborhood.
Yeah, be out in the alley.
Right. You could do it the old-fashioned way and hang it by a string right above the fireplace, you know?
I mean, what if I was a hunter and I came back in town and I had ducks?
If you were a hunter, that would explain it. You're a man who stole the chicken from the scene.
I guess that would be a little crazy.
Where'd you get that chicken? I stole it from the scene of a truck crash.
I can see that email coming in from the building.
Hey.
I don't know if you read our policy. You're not supposed to slaughter animals in the alley.
There's a chicken running on the hallway without a head. Men's Room Positive Question. What was the situation and who lent a helping hand? 844-999. Oh, I told you it's going to be a positive.
I'll go down the corner, get one of the construction cones.
Oh, for the
road traffic.
Oh, yeah. That's a good way to do it. That's pretty good.
I hate to
correct.
Say this, but that's good thinking.
That is.
I don't know, the construction guys will feel like.
You hold it by the feet and right down in the cone.
Yeah, either that or go real old school.
Oh.
Oh, you got that machete.
Finally, it's in you.
That's right.
Positive story.
Positive story. Cut the head off of a chicken we stole from a crash truck.
How's the driver? I have no idea.
No idea about the driver.
No, he was okay. We already established that.
Miles said he's all right. Okay.
Yeah, Miles said he's fine.
Yeah, he's fine.
Anyhow. Fried chicken, braised chicken, baked chicken. What kind of chicken you want?
I don't know if he's okay. I just know the EMTs got him in the car and are going there. So in my mind, I mean, that's the best we can do.
He's okay.
Yeah. What do you want me to do, to follow him there? Like, what am I going to do?
Hello, Charles. Welcome to the men's room.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hola.
Hola.
Charles. What was the situation?
There was this awesome leadhead you guys met last June who was going through and doing a tour of the radio station. I know you guys probably don't remember her, but you took a picture of her giving me the men's room salute.
Wait, did we take a picture with her or take a picture of her?
With her.
Okay.
It sounds creepy when you say of her.
You said we took a picture of her. I'm like, wow, okay.
And we get a lot of redheads coming through here, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, okay, well, here's the funny part about it. She's 23 years old this year. 20 years ago, she decided to sneak out of the house.
At three?
At three. Don't worry. Positive's coming.
Well, we met her, so we know she's all right. I mean, luckily you started with that. All right.
So apparently she snuck out of the house. I was coming home from work when this happened. She snuck out of the house. We lived in a second floor apartment. And it turns out I'm pulling up where my buddies dropped me off at home. And as we're pulling up to the driveway, we look over and I see our downstairs neighbor holding my daughter. And I see my wife running up to him going, my baby, what happened to my baby? And apparently she snuck out of the house. But luckily our downstairs neighbor was out taking a walk and found her as she was walking around the backyard, the grassy area of the apartment complex.
Okay, was there like a river nearby or anything that was potentially dangerous, busy road or anything close?
Well, we live at the corner of a busy road in South Hill Puyallup, so yeah.
Ah, okay.
All right.
It could have been worse.
Yeah, you never feel good when you don't know where your kid is. That's a weird situation to be in.
Yeah, I had not had that experience yet.
Yeah.
Not yet.
My kid was probably 3 or 4 years old, and she was playing around. She was learning to hold her breath in the bathtub. Okay, and this was back at my apartment in Baltimore.
Back when he had three daughters.
So I walked
that
in.
That sounds scary.
What's that? So no.
This is when he had three, right.
Yeah. Well, who holds her breath in a bath?
Well,
kids.
My daughter did.
Kids, man.
So she's laying, it was kind of, remember the deeper tub that she had in her bathroom? I don't know, the tubs are a little bit deeper. But anyway, I walk in there and she's submerged underneath the water. And I'm like, oh, God! Right. And I reach in and I grab her, man, and I pick her up. She's like, Dad, what are you doing? And I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm holding my breath. And I was like,
no, you're not. No, you're not. She's like, I can do it for like 5-6 seconds. I'm like, no, you're not.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah.
You're not. It's not what you do when I come in to check on you. Like, are you in there? Are you
oh,
in there?
My God.
And then I look and you're laying down flat in the bathtub and I pick you up and you're like, I'm holding my breath. Why'd you do that?
Because we think you're dead.
Right.
I think that's how, as a parent, that's all you think. Because I thought you were dead. That's why.
Yeah.
All right? Cut me some slack.
Shut up. Men's Room positive question. What was the situation?
Positive.
And who led a helping hand? 844-999-OLA.
Positive. You only thought your daughter was dead. The good news was she was.
Ta-da!
Hello, Ken. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola, Ken. What was the situation?
Well, I have two after that last caller.
No, you just give us one, and then we'll determine if we give you two. How about that?
That's fair.
All right. First one was 7 years ago, was hospitalized.
Are we supposed to guess why?
Continue, Ken.
What?
Go ahead. Tell us the story. You were hospitalized.
Hospitalized.
Yeah, yeah. We got that much. Do we want to guess why, or do you want to tell us?
No, I'm hospitalized, girlfriend, but couldn't take care of the situation, so my sister had to take care of all my hospital needs.
Wait, what now? Who was in the hospital, you?
Me.
You, all right.
Okay.
And your sister took care of all of your hospital needs, you said?
Yes.
Which would be like what? I mean, sponge bath or just coming by to visit?
No, decisions on what to be done.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I'm following. Okay.
I got you.
So were you comatose?
I was on a ventilator for 2 months.
Okay.
I died twice.
I think it's probably a better idea, Ken, that your sister or a family member is making decisions for you in that type of situation, don't you?
Now that I think back of it, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it's terrible.
Now that you think back, yes.
Obviously, you want the person that you're with to be there, but ultimately, you know who's always going to be there for you. Like, look, you might not be married forever, but your brother's always going to be your brother. Your mother's always going to be your mother. If you have somebody who's close, it's never a bad idea to at least...
It depends on that family member.
You know who not to trust.
I trust my brother, but my brother's one of those... You're a real analytical man, so I could be in a coma. How long has it been in a coma? Oh, it's been 2 weeks. Give two more weeks, pull the plug. I mean, like...
Statistically speaking...
Right, we got to move forward on this. I'm going to have to worry about it. Just pull the plug now.
He would mathematically...
Just put a pillow over his face so I can
It'd be statistical.
Not because he's mean, but right, in his mind, like, well, if I have to do this, and this... Yeah, just smother him.
I'd worry my brother the same way. Not that he's mean or nothing.
It's not that.
But he would just be like... He would be like I would and just get frustrated. Like, well, is he waking up or not?
Right.
If not, let's just end it.
I'm not this flying out my here brother. To Seattle again.
If I said to my brother, hey, man, have you heard from our parents? He'd be like, yeah, dad broke his hip, so I put him in a home. Like, that would be the conversation.
What?
2 weeks ago.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
By now, you probably heard the story of Caden Bales. He's a 9-year-old Australian boy born with a form of dwarfism, and he is suicidal because of the bullying that he's subjected to at school.
How old is he?
Caden is 9 years old. Jeez. And his mother was so fed up, she posted a video of her son crying and saying he wanted to kill himself. She also asked for suggestions because apparently nothing she's tried has stopped the bullying at the school. Well, a bunch of celebrities have reached out, including comedian Brad Williams, who is also a little person. He started a GoFundMe to get Caden to Disneyland. He was asking for about 10 grand. He has already raised 10 times that. Some posted videos for Caden, like Hugh Jackman said, "You're stronger than you know, mate, and no matter what, you've got a friend in me." Jeffrey Dean Morgan said, "That's right. You have friends, me included. I'm your buddy, and you haven't met me yet, but we're going to see if we can change that." Other celebrities who've either reached out to Caden or spoken out against bullying, Mick Foley, you've got Megyn Kelly, Piers Morgan, all kinds of people came out, and they've raised enough money where they're going to bring him over along with his mom, and they are going to have a good day at Disneyland. So that's a positive thing there.
Until he has a way to line.
Yeah, he's going to have to get a fast pass. What was the situation, and who lent a helping hand? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
So years ago, I was driving my car back from the garage heading home after work, and I'd just gotten an appointment to have it worked on the next day because I noticed something weird in this, just the way the car handled. And on my way home, I was coming around the corner in between Fall City and Snoqualmie, at the bottom of Snoqualmie Falls Hill. And for no, I don't know what happened, but the car just stopped steering where I wanted it to, and I crossed the center line and ended up head-on right into a school bus.
Oh, damn. Okay, that's not what you want to hit. Those things are technically built like a tank.
Yeah, especially when you're in a Ford Escort.
Okay.
Yeah. No good.
Were there children on the bus?
Yes. Yeah, it was an after school, after hours bus taking the, I don't know what, if they were chess club or hockey or
okay.
Chess club or hockey?
You couldn't tell the difference between the chess club and the hockey team.
You must have been knocked completely out.
Well, I just hit the bus at like a combined speed of what they estimated was 80 miles an hour.
Oh. So I guess they had to help you?
But when I came to, there was steam and everything, and my windshield was up against the bumper of the bus, and there were kids getting off the bus. And I kind of shook my head and did the whole start at the bottom and work your way up to see if anything hurts. Nothing hurt, so I was stoked about that, but I couldn't get the door open real easy, so I ended up having to kick the door open, and when I did, like five or six of the kids all at the same time were like, "Oh, S, he's alive."
Oh, jeez. I'm sure you were shocked to be alive as well after you looked up.
Yeah. So the bus driver helped me over to the curb and sat me down and asked me, you know, who I am, all the standard questions. And then I saw a car drive up, and it was my insurance agent, who is also a volunteer firefighter, and he heard it over the scanner on his way home and came in to help. So as he was dealing with me on the side of the road, checking me out and you know, checking my eyes and see if I had a concussion and everything, I was like, "Oh, I guess it's a good thing that I had this policy signed a couple days ago, right? Think we can fix it?"
But, yeah. All right. So you still had the mind. You're still bringing the comedy at this point. Okay.
Yeah, so...
Well, it's always good to have an EMT firefighter and an insurance guy who can do the adjustment right there on the spot, who can check all your vitals.
Sounds like the beginning of a joke.
Everything else, yeah.
By the way, hey, an update on the poor bullied kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently it's a hoax. All right, so...
It's a hoax?
It's going back and forth on Twitter.
They're not sure. Look, this is the story that pops up. So it says, look, some Twitter users are questioning whether a dwarf who appeared to deny a viral video sobbing that he's a 9-year-old victim of bullies is nothing but a teenage prankster, although other postings appear to back up his tale. So this kid, Quaden Bales, gained the sympathy of legions of supporters, including all the actors that you just named, are saying he might be really an 18-year-old who scammed everybody. This tweeted from someone else. Part of the reason is, they say, NBC's Today Show, they featured an uplifting piece about a little boy, Bales, back in June of 2016. He was walking his dog, saying how the canine helps the dwarf cope with ridicule. He's missing his two front teeth in the photo. He said he was 5 years old at the time. And apparently an Australian TV show called Living Black did a report on Bales' struggles back in April in 2015. Shows him as a little boy at the time. And then there's a Facebook page apparently belonging to this the relatives of this kid. It shows photos back in 2012. Bales as a baby. As how old he was at the time, he wrote 15 months. So it's hard to know.
Okay.
So it's people are going back and forth.
He has an Instagram where he claims to be someone's uncle. I'm just saying.
Oh, well,
same kid? Right. Quote, unquote. Okay, yeah, hoax.
You know what? We're going to keep it positive. That was a really, really positive hoax story.
Because, look, the thing is a prank, and it turns out it's a hoax, but Ted made the point of... You know, right, we're talking to the caller, and Ted kind of holds up this note and says, like, that'd be great, you know, you take this kid to Disneyland. It's tall enough to get on any of the rides. Think about it. Anybody think about that?
Well, no, you can make that joke.
That's what I'm saying.
We're trying to not make
But now
joke.
That it's a hoax, like, yeah.
No Space Mountain. We know that's a fact.
Well, the problem is...
Is that the place to take someone with dwarfism if you want to get on the ride?
You could ride the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh,
you could do the whole world,
ride.
But that would just be too ironic.
Nobody wants
And this is the problem.
Yeah, you can't have that guy in line there.
Right.
I mean, like, yeah, what are you going to do?
You can't take a chance. It's a small world.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
That's not cool, man. That's not cool.
I would not have thought of that.
You haters.
And it keeps singing over and over.
Oh, that's the only thing you hear.
It's my
world. You know why you go there? Ted knows the secret about that.
Right? It's my world.
Actually, I have never been on it.
Okay, here's the secret to
why
that ride.
Why would you?
In Disneyland.
Because even Disney people are psychos. I'm one of them. Park people. But even park people are like, don't go on that ride.
Here's the deal. It's one of the few rides that's a little bit longer than about 5 minutes. Okay. All right. But the line is pretty short and moves along.
Because it's
in Disneyland outside, when it's 110 degrees, you go in, it's a small world while you're waiting for the next ride because it's air conditioned.
Ah.
So you just go in and you get cooled off.
It's a cool world.
You know what I mean? And then you're done, and then you go and you ride the ride you want. What was the situation and who lent a helping hand?
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.